let's wrap things up with your stock picks this evening. Jean-Pierre, what's yours?
Yeah, so picking an international stock, as I've done the last 3 years or so, and this time one listed in London called Ferguson. It's a plumbing and HVAC supplies company. HVAC standing for heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. Now, even though it's listed in London, and you would think exposed to the risks of Brexit, almost all the profits made by this company is from North America, from the US. So much so that they've now announced that they will unbundle their UK operation, Wolseley, which is very small in the context of the whole company, but that might make people realize that it just happens to be listed in London, but actually there's no Brexit risk for them. And indeed, if there's a sharp weakening in the pound, at least in pound terms that their share price is denominated in, will be positive because they make their profits in dollars. And they might also actually change their listing to the US or someone else, somewhere else where it makes more sense. So with the US economy still being relatively strong, and anyone who's visited there would know that it gets really cold, so you need your HVAC, you need your heating in winter, you need your aircon in summer. A lot of the infrastructure in the US is still very, very old. That means there's continuous replacement and servicing of these types of products and plumbing as well.
Yeah.
I think Ferguson is well placed.
Okay. In your books, Gerard?
Yeah, I'm going to go with SA Inc. Company, AECI. They're not so much SA Inc. anymore, so they spread their wings over the last few years. But I just think the P multiple is too cheap. It's trading about a 10p. If you look at the latest numbers that they brought out about 3-4 months ago, they were actually growth in revenue of about 9%, earnings the same. They did a bit of restructuring as well, so they're going to save another $300 million, I think, in the next sets of numbers coming out. So I think you're sitting with a K company doing brilliantly over the long term at a cheap entry point, and you've got a restructuring earnings enhancer coming through in the next 6 to 12 months.
Okay, well, let's leave it there, gentlemen. Thanks so much for having joined me in studio this evening. Of course, Jean-Pierre Fester is with Protea Capital Management and Gerard Smit with NEFG Fund Managers as well. We take more of your stock-related questions tomorrow. Have a good evening.